a Middle Tennessee town may have said, hey, let's figure out if our roads and infrastructure can handle things before we say yes to everything from developers.
Oh, wow.
No.
Congratulations, Hendersonville. You're the first, I think. the mayor and alderman, they just have a good positive vote on the first reading of a thing that would put a moratorium for at least 9 months on putting a ton of people on little pieces of land in Hendersonville.
Wow.
I mean,
what a step forward. That's actually
crazy.
Logical.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
We usually say, put 10 million people in our town.
We'll
figure out our one-lane road later.
Yeah, there's still people stuck in Providence after Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
If I'm being honest.
So start every opinion with if I'm being honest, and we'll see how many people we can tick off with this segment, because it's kind of fun.
It is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woody, you said one that you think a lot of Tennesseans are going to hate this.
If I'm being honest, I don't like Nashville hot chicken.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Obviously something.
Get out.
Yeah. Do you don't like the hot or you don't like the chicken?
I like chicken. I just don't like the spice.
It's
spicy and it's like overdone and it's like I've had it before and it's like everybody said, this is so great. I went, no, and I always pay for it later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
A lot of people love their hot chicken.
I will
chicken.
Deny that. Yeah. Yeah. All the people in line at Hattie B's right now.
Uh-huh.
Waiting for lunch.
Gina?
So this actually isn't my unpopular opinion. It's my husband's.
Okay.
But he doesn't eat the fries, the leftover fries in the bag at a fast food place. So you know how sometimes like fries fall out in the bottom of the bag?
You get the bonus fry in the bottom of the McDonald's bag.
Right. Yeah. No, he looked at me like I was the grossest human being when I started eating the fries out of the bottom of the bag.
And well, it's not like you're eating them off the floor.
Right. I'm like, that's what you do.
And if I'm being honest, I think those fries taste better.
100%.
I have nothing to base that on.
They have more grease or something on them.
They're the delicious free-range fries.
So I did a poll. I asked all of my followers on Instagram, all my 1,000.
Yes.
And and everybody, it was 99% to 1% of, yes, you eat the fries at the bottom of the bag to the 1%. And he was the one vote. For no.
Against
everybody
it. You're
else.
An island, Landon.
Yes. So he has the unpopular opinion.
All right. We want to get to your, if I'm being honest, that you submitted as our audience. But I want to throw this one out there. And I'm just going to tick off everybody that's ever been on the West Coast or moved from the West Coast.
It.
You ready? I'm coming at you maybe.
Okay.
Gina, I'm not sure. If I'm being honest, In-N-Out Burger ain't that great.
I agree.
No, see, I grew up on In-N-Out Burger because I was from San Diego. So, yeah, I will fight you on that.
People will come at me. Like, sometimes I'll even temper it like, oh, it seems like they're a big fan. And I'll say, no. And just like even hesitating, they want to take me down and start punching me
till
I'm unconscious. Come on. It's a hamburger. It's not like, I don't know. People make it into a religious experience.
They do.
It's a vibe.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't understand it either, but it is a thing that they will fight to the death over.
Bonus,
way
if
too
I'm being honest,
it.
I think Whataburger is, nothing special.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people grew up on it.
I agree. It's people are too nostalgic sometimes thing. Like, oh, it's a thing from where I came from. Doesn't mean it's good. Anyway, we have some from our audience.
Yeah, so we have one from Chris. He said, if I'm being honest, Harry Potter film series is not good at all.
Oh,
whoa.
Okay. No, I love Harry Potter movies.
Whoa. That's a big unpopular opinion.
Now, Gina, you are a lovely young woman, and sometimes you are the man of the house.
Yes.
You don't want to be.
No.
I can't tell you how many times Gina's come in saying, like, I didn't want to be the man in my relationship, but I had to.
You have to be the man. You have to man up.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Yeah, this
What's
weekend.
Happened recently?
We were staying, we went to Landon's hometown for his cousin's wedding and we were staying at his mom's house. Mm-hmm. They were out of town and his sister and her two kids stayed with us as well. So we were in his parents' room, like in their bed. And we're kind of hearing some like weird noises and stuff, but that's, you know, that happens with houses and everything, yeah. You know, like the air systems and stuff. So
especially
whatever.
Old haunted houses in Louisiana.
Yeah. So we're laying in bed and his mom is like, oh yeah, the alarm went off the other day in our bedroom when, again, they weren't home. They haven't been home for like a month.
Mm-hmm. Is this a security alarm?
A security alarm in their bedroom. And she thinks it was a spider web. Like, the police came, checked the house. Everything was fine. But it obviously spooked Landon and I a little bit because it's like, hey, maybe there's a ghost or something in here. So we're laying in bed and we were asleep. And in the middle of the night, we both get woken up to this like almost clapping sound. Like it was, I don't even know how to describe it, but it woke both of us up out of sleep.
Yes. Spooky.
Spooky. So we kind of looked at each other and he's like, what was that? I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're I don't know.
It's the first time I'm hearing it,
yes,
too.
Yes, and he's, like, staring at me, like, expecting me, a pregnant woman, to get out of bed to go check the doors and the windows and everything. He's like, well, what's wrong? Like, what should we do? And I'm like, you're the man. You're supposed to protect me. Like, what? What is going on here?
You're supposed to get a baseball bat or a golf club and walk around the house and look.
Yeah, where's your gun? Yeah, go out in your boxers and go check. So anyway, we're like kind of wary going back to sleep and everything. And we're asking his sister if she heard it. She didn't. So we're kind of like, what is going on? So then the next night we're in bed again and we're just like talking or whatever. And we hear the sound again.
Mm.
And we're like, what is that? Landon's like staring at me and he was like, oh my gosh. He had moved his hand on the headboard and his ring scratched the headboard. So it was him.
So he made the noise without knowing.
He made the noise both times.
He was the danger.
He was the danger. And then at one point too, we heard like the bed like squeak, but we hadn't like moved or anything. And again, he's like, what was that? Dude, I don't know.
It's like like a ghost sent you notice 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Hey, just in case you hear something.
Yeah.
It's I am the thing that specter that haunts this house.
Mm.
Like,
right.
Why would you know? You don't live there.
And I've stayed there like 5 times. He has lived there. So I'm like, how would I know, dude? Like, do something about it.
Landon, Gina's husband, don't make her be the man.
No, he's a flighter in a fight or flight situation. I think I'm the fighter.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun when Paisley comes around to see how he's going
right.
to handle those situations.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
A couple celebrities might be back on the market. Word is that Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner may have broke up.
Oh, no. It was really? Just her birthday.
They had never seemed like they were a couple anyway.
No,
they
always, never got it.
And maybe he's jealous that she can grow a better mustache than he can.
Or Ouch. She's bigger than him. And she's not big. I'm not saying she's big. I'm saying he's tiny.
Yeah, he's a tiny little guy.
Uh-huh. He's a tiny little guy with a tiny little mustache.
Open jars for him. So for the first time ever, a Middle Tennessee town may have said, hey, let's figure out if our roads and infrastructure can handle things before we say yes to everything from developers.
Oh, wow.
No.
Congratulations, Hendersonville. You're the first, I think. the mayor and alderman, they just have a good positive vote on the first reading of a thing that would put a moratorium for at least 9 months on putting a ton of people on little pieces of land in Hendersonville.
Wow.
Oh. I mean,
what a step forward. That's actually
crazy.
Logical.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
We usually say, put 10 million people in our town. We'll figure out our one-lane road later.
Yeah, there's still people stuck in Providence after Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Exactly.
Too bad that still makes me want to move to Hendersonville even more, though. That they're like, we don't want more people. I'm like, okay, cool. I want to live there.
That's right. Yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah. Well, Hallmark is teaming up with the Grand Ole Opry to bring a brand new holiday movie called A Grand Ole Opry Christmas.
Of course.
Uh-huh. It's part of their Hallmark Channel's 16th annual countdown to Christmas. So,
which starts like any day now, right?
Yeah.
It's year-round.
It really is. Hallmark Channel has Christmas movies year-round. It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. Earlier, Jim, you had a study that I think made us all kind of learn something about ourselves.
You know, don't take it too hard. It doesn't apply to everybody.
Right.
They say if you can't do stuff without having some music on in the background,
right,
or some noise, that you may have ADHD.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think everybody's got it to a certain extent.
Sure. Yeah, people probably. Like to have, we're uncomfortable with silence, but people who have attention problems are more likely to definitely need it. Like to focus is what they were saying.
Yeah. It's hard for me to like I work from home and my other job, I always have the TV or music going. I have to have something going on in the background.
Yeah, just complete silence. You're going, how must I must fill this silence somehow.
Most people don't like it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We have generally a pretty quiet house at my place. And we had a guy working on our tile one time in our bathroom. He was like redoing the tile. So he'd be there for hours on end. And he had like a family with a lot of kids and stuff like that. And he flat out told us, he goes, the quiet in your house freaks me out.
Yeah, I would be freaked out too.
And he said, I don't, like, when it's quiet, I have to face my own thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to face my own thoughts.
And time goes by slow, and then it becomes like a boring situation. Yeah, there's a weird element to it.
Yeah.
For me.
I think that has a lot to do with it, where you just don't want to be alone with your own thoughts.
Yeah, I'd rather be distracted than think about that thing.
Yeah, when you're going to sleep and trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden your brain says, let's go through all the mistakes you made today.
Yes. How you offended somebody. Yeah.
Yep. Here's what you should have said.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's Gender Wars time. I'm brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor, remodeling your dream home is just a click or two away. Visit their website, structuregroup.us. We have Candace in Columbia for the ladies. We have Adam in Nashville for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck.
Get acquainted question. Start with you, Candace. Tell us something you can cook really well.
I would say pork chops.
Ooh, that's a hard one to cook well.
Oh, I know. You can screw it up easy. Yeah. So good on you. Adam, what about you? Something you can cook really well.
Italian, but probably making my own sauce.
Ooh. Oh, another hard one.
Very cool.
Delicious. Okay, you each have a screw you can use. Let's start things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, Candace, is Wayne Gretzky a legendary hockey, football, or baseball player?
Baseball?
No.
Hockey.
He's a hockey guy. The great one.
The great one. Adam, is Love is Blind a dating reality show on Hulu, HBO Max, or Netflix?
Oh, God. I'm going to guess Netflix.
Yes, you're right.
You're right.
That's a point for Adam.
Okay.
He says, I'll take your word for it.
He tied up with this one. Candace, the dial on your dashboard that tells you how far you've driven is called what?
How far you've driven?
Mm-hmm. How many miles you've driven?
How much you've driven?
Your mileage? I have no idea.
No,
give that to you.
No, the actual dial is called the odometer.
That was close, or not close, but that was a good guess.
Yeah.
Mileage, that was a good guess.
It wasn't that great.
Gina's being very generous.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Adam, other than a man's name, what is a bob?
It's a haircut.
It is.
That's correct.
Yep. A short haircut.
Okay, fair. I own a hair salon, so that's not fair.
Oh, not fair. But we didn't know that going in.
Do you want to concede that and not take that and keep the game going? Because you've won.
Right.
If you,
I do. Actually, I do. That's not fair.
Okay. That's
being very sportsman-like.
Okay. I hope I wasn't putting that on you. It just kind of sounded like that's where you wanted to go.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a chance to tie it up, Candace. Okay. Here we go. Other than a gun, what weapon of choice does Indiana Jones carry?
A sword?
A sword?
No.
Shoot.
He has a whip.
Adam wins.
Okay, even though we tried to prolong it, we couldn't do it. Congratulations, Adam.
Adam,
Thank you.
Tickets for the PBR and also a certificate of bragification.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, 93.3.
You know, ChatGPT, Jim, you've been noticing that it's been a little pandering.
I just started paying for it this month because I had a ton of stuff. I'm like, let me let it help me.
Yeah, go ahead.
$20,
it's
worth it.
Yeah.
And so I would say hey, I need you to do this and give me the list of this thing. And he would say, sure, Jim, here's what I've got for you. I'm ready for you. Whenever you need the next thing done, I'll be right here.
Yeah.
And so, okay, great. And then I'd give it another task. And then
it would say, and just remember, anytime you need something, I'm right here. And if you'd like me to do it, I'll do that for you because I'm here for you.
And how annoying would that be if it was a real person?
Yes.
You'd be screaming at him, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I actually did kind of yell at ChatGPT. I'm like, can you stomp it? Stop being so nice. Just say, okay, and that's it.
Right. Yeah.
And now ChatGPT just says, all right, I'm going to give short and quick answers because you said you really want that.
So it's being kind of passive aggressive at you
just
now.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
But a couple of guys had ChatGPT on their phone, and they held their phones together and videoed it, and they were able to get the two AI voices talking to each other.
Oh, man.
And neither one wanted to hang up first.
Oh, God.
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
It only goes for four more hours.
I'll be here whenever
you need. Sounds like that couple, that young couple that's on the phone. No, you hang up first. No, you hang up first.
It does. It sounds like
it does. They're high school kids.
10-year-old girls, like, at a slumber party.
Take care.
It goes on and on and on.
You take care. No, you take care. No, you take care.
You take better care.
No, you hang up first. No, you hang up first.
See you later.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're a Kevin Hart fan, of course, coming up next year on Netflix, he's going to be hosting a reality show helping aspiring comedians get their start.
Okay.
Rule number one will be make sure you yell a lot. It doesn't matter about what, just yell.
And stare into the camera.
Yeah. There you go. Class dismissed.
I love this story. I guess in Sacramento, California, there were two people that were trying to steal a car, but they couldn't because it was a stick, and they didn't know how to drive a stick.
Oh, I love that.
So then they had to change their plan from stealing a car to carjacking and hijacking because they had to have the owner drive the car that they wanted to steal because the owner was the only one who could drive the stick.
Oh, my gosh.
So then the three of them were driving down the road when, I guess, cops realized that something bad was going on.
Yes.
And they were able to pull them over and arrest the two people. But
that's good.
Yeah, I guess maybe before you decide you're going to steal a car, look inside, see if there's a stick shift.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do it, maybe go to the next car.
Yeah, oh, you don't need to have a Uber driver at gunpoint.
Yeah. Right, or just like maybe cut your losses at that point, too.
Yeah, maybe just move on.
Yeah.
Maybe go get a job or something.
Yeah. No, that's too hard.
Yeah.
So Grand Ole Opry is about to do something pretty cool on September 10th. They are hosting Face the Fight Night, which is an event all about raising awareness and support to help prevent veteran suicide.
Mm.
And September 10th is also World Suicide Prevention Day, so it makes it all that more meaningful. Craig Morgan, who is a country artist, he's actually an Opry member, but he also served 17 years in the Army, so he's going to be there.
Cool. That's great.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We have Jordan here from the Nashville Humane Association. As always, we love doggies that have people names. Who you got with you?
We do. We have Danny this week, so week two in a row with some people names.
Danny's he's kind of low to the ground. Not quite dachshund level, but...
Yeah, but maybe could be a mix of some dachshund in there, some hound of some sort.
I'm not sure what he's mixed with, but with his little nub tail, I'm wondering what breed he has. He's actually 3 years old, so you'd think that he's a puppy and still has some room to grow, he's actually full grown, and he's around 35 pounds.
And he could win any limbo contest.
Yes, I believe so.
He's mostly black, he's got some brown, he's a very handsome boy.
But, he is a little shy, but even though he's small, it won't stop you from getting hugs from him. He loves giving hugs. Loves getting all of the treats and leaning into you for affection. So he'll still be close to you, even though he's not very tall.
So you've got a special Halloween thing going on. I know it's still August, but tell us about
it. We are hosting Summerween this week at National Humane through Sunday. So we know everyone's going back to school. That's kind of what the time is, but we still want to have something fun and things to celebrate. So all adoption fees are 50% off through Sunday.
That's very cool.
Yes. And if you wear a Halloween costume or Halloween gear, you're also going to get more prizes and fees off. So
nice.
Even more reasons to dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn it into an event. Let's like, okay, let's all put on our costumes and go to Nashville Humane over on Osceola Avenue. It's going to be an awesome outing.
And yeah. Who doesn't love to see pets in a costume?
I know. Right?
Goes through Sunday.
Nice.
Oh, yep.
You can rescue a dog and the dog will rescue you.
Exactly.
Yeah, your new best friend is Danny. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday on Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Unpopular opinions, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Tell us and just start your sentences with if I'm being honest mm-hmm. and we'll recoil in horror.
We had one from Adam who played Gender Wars moments ago. He said, if I'm being honest, Buc-ee's is a waste of time.
Oh, so not true.
That
just
is
using their bathrooms alone exactly. is a yes. great
I mean, you better check your neck, Adam. If it's not red enough, you need to go back to Buc-ee's.
Right?
And the beaver nuggets? Oh.
Everything yeah. is good.
Everything is good.
Yeah.
I want to live there.
Yeah.
What else are people saying?
Yeah, Casey said, if I'm being honest, Texas Roadhouse is overrated.
I can see that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's
those
good.
Rolls and the apple butter.
Yeah,
how
that's
dare
true.
You. Or
that's
cinnamon
true.
Butter. So good. I don't even know what it's called, but it's good.
Yeah. Chris says, if I'm being honest, outlaw ranch dressing, especially as a pizza dipper.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. A lot of
some people so really like that.
Some people are really into that.
I don't want to, you know, get rid of it altogether.
I'm not a fan.
You don't like ranch dressing?
Not on anything.
Okay.
Oh, I like dipping it sometimes with like a veggie platter or something.
Yeah, you put like little carrot sticks
yeah,
or something in it.
Okay. But I don't need it.
Okay, so are we saying ranch dressing just not for pizza or in general?
For pizza, that's disgusting.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay. Michelle said, if I'm being honest, hot sauce does not make everything better. That's true, too.
I can't disagree with that.
Okay, maybe not, you know, candy.
Yeah.
But I think it does.
You're a hot saucer?
It helps.
A hot saucer.
It's all right. Answer.
All right. Okay, here's one that makes, I think, some people's skin boil.
Okay.
Melissa says, if I'm being honest, black licorice is great. Right. I love black licorice.
Do you really?
It's
love awful.
Black licorice.
It's like even prisoners would turn that down.
Oh, I love black licorice. And there was a conversation happening on our Facebook post too about like the jelly beans being black licorice also.
Oh,
yes,
that
I am
flavor?
A fan.
No.
Anything black licorice flavored, I love, except for what is it? Jägermeister? Can't get behind that. But.
Oh, the stuff that tastes like NyQuil?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody take your black licorice yeah. and your black jelly beans and ship them to Gina.
There you
yeah,
go.
I will take that.
Right. The only one that wants them.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's early. It's rainy. It's dark. It's awful. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hurry.
Feeling good. Like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
Actor you know most famous for being Lieutenant Dan in the Forrest Gump movie, Gary Sinise. He's done so much for veterans. It's amazing. I guess he did a lot for before, but then about 2009, he met a U.S. Army specialist, Brendan was his name, who is a quadruple amputee, and then inspired him to do even more for veterans. Of course, he started the Gary Sinise Foundation. He's given homes away. He's done all kinds of things for the Gold Star families, meaning the kids of fallen soldiers.
Yeah.
And since 2017, he's taken over 1,000 kids on trips, all expense paid, to Disney World,
wow.
that kind of stuff. It's really amazing. And we're proud to have him living right here. He lives in Franklin now.
Yeah, what a great representation of Tennessee.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
great.
It's inspired us all to do better in our lives.
Yeah.
We could all be a little bit more like Gary Sinise.
He's
love
like
it.
He's devoted his whole life to helping other people, which
he really is
amazing.
He's yeah, just
really
selfless. Cool.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Earlier, Jim, you had a study that I think made us all kind of learn something about ourselves.
You know, don't take it too hard. It doesn't apply to everybody.
But right.
They say if you can't do stuff without having some music on in the background.
Right.
Or some noise, that you may have ADHD.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got it to a certain extent.
Sure.
Yeah,
people
probably.
Like to have, we're uncomfortable with silence, but people who have attention problems are more likely to definitely
right.
need it. Like
right.
to focus is what they were saying.
Yeah. Right. It's hard for me to like I work from home, and my other job, I always have the TV or music going. I have to have something going on in the background.
Yeah, just complete silence. You're going, how must I must fill this silence somehow.
Most people don't like it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We have generally a pretty quiet house at my place, and we had a guy working on our tile one time in our bathroom. He was like redoing the tile. So he'd be there for hours on end, and he had like a family with a lot of kids and stuff like that, and he flat out told us, he goes, the quiet in your house freaks me out.
Yeah, I would be freaked out too.
And he said I don't like when it's quiet. I have to face my own thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't want to face my own thoughts.
And time goes by slow, and then it becomes like a boring situation. Yeah, there's a weird element to it.
Yeah,
for me,
I think that has a lot to do with it, where you just don't want to be alone with your own thoughts.
Yeah, I'd rather be distracted than think about that thing.
Yeah, when you're going to sleep and trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden your brain says, let's go through all the mistakes you made today.
Yes. How you offended somebody. Yeah.
Yep. Here's what you should have said.
What are we doing today, you guys?
I have this weird Nashville thing where I have stuff I need to get rid of, and I live within, you know, Davidson County, so... the sheriff's department comes and hauls away your garbage.
Does it really?
If you have like big stuff you can't throw out.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
I've got like an old gas grill and a giant like metal patio table.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know how the sheriff's department got stuck doing that. But so I got to call them and make arrangements for them to come pick it up. But that's what they do because they're really nice.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Good for them.
Wow.
That's awesome.
They're like, ooh, you said we would do this once and we got stuck with this chore. What are you guys doing?
Why'd we say yes?
I'm going to try and go to the gym. I didn't get much sleep last night because of the storms.
Right.
So I'm going to attempt to, and then I have some meetings for work, and then I will be going to my church's high school youth group tonight to volunteer. So.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. You know how I'm kind of obsessed with a scruffy-looking Florence Pugh from the Thunderbolts?
Yes.
I just ordered it on 4K.
Blu-ray.
So that's my afternoon. Yeah.
All right.
It's too hot to do anything outside, so I'll just sit and watch.
Over and over.
Yes. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning, y'all.